you stand firm in the word of God? How do you stand firm in the day of adversity, in the circumstances, in the situation in your life? You stand through the word of God. You stand through the word of God. Ah, my God. You don't stand through that. Come on. Yes, it's, you're going through it. It looks like, come on. It looks like, come on. It looks like you're not going to make it. But that's why we don't walk by sight. We walk by what? Faith. Here we go again. We walk by faith. And how we walk by faith? We walk by faith through the word. As it said, Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. If God said it, it's going to happen. If God spoke it into that atmosphere of your life, it's going to happen. All you got to do now, you got the word, but all you got to do is walk it out by faith. Mm-mm. Somebody needs to say, I'm walking this out by faith. I'm walking this out by faith. I'm believing God. Come on here, because it's going to change. The circumstances, the situation is going to change. It's not going to change my belief. It's not going to change my mind. I'm standing on the word of God, and I will not walk. I will not stagger at the promises of God through unbelief. With all this word that I got in me, I got around me. Come on. I got on me. I got it in me and got it on me. Come on. Why? Because I'm rooted and I'm grounded in the word. Uh-oh. So as I'm rooted and grounded in the word, then my faith, come on here, mixed with the word, and I begin to speak the word through faith, and it begins to unravel. It begins to unravel the sting that's trying to come against me. It can't attack me because why? I'm rooted and I'm grounded in the word. It can't suppress me. Why? Because I'm rooted and I'm grounded in the word. Come on. It can't overtake me. Come on. It can't overthrow me because why? I'm rooted and I'm grounded in the word. So therefore, keep walking. Come on, I keep her talking. Come on, I keep her praising him. No matter what it is, my faith is, hallelujah. My faith is bringing me through this, through with the word. Come on here. You can't come through it with just your faith. Come on, because the enemy tried to attack your faith. All right, come on, get me back up here. What did he say? Simon, Simon, from my soul, hallelujah. I'm rich as Peter. When he said, Peter, Simon, I pray for you that your faith fail thee not. I pray for you that your faith fail you not. So guess what? You got to have somebody praying for you when you're going through a dark time in your life. You got to have somebody that know how to pray through his word. Pray his word. You got to have somebody that know how to pray you out. Come on. You got to have somebody that can join with you, touch and agree with you. Amen. This ain't going to overthrow you. This ain't going to overtake you. But we believe in God. Hallelujah. Through faith mixed with the word of God. Hallelujah. Come on. I'm going back through the patriarchs of the old word of God. Remember when they couldn't get in the house, in that house, the window was crowded, the doors was crowded, praise our God, and they climbed on top of the roof, and the Bible says that they let the man down, the sick of the bed of the palsy, they let the man down right in front of Jesus. Here we go. This is the part. Everybody get carried away by the roof and all that. But this is the part that I get carried away. He said, and when Jesus saw their faith, come on, he's looking for faith. And when Jesus saw their faith, he didn't say, and when Jesus saw the works that they done, oh my God, coming through the, get trying to get in. Come on, couldn't get in through the door. That was works. Come on, hallelujah. Couldn't get in through the window. That was works. And then they went on top of the roof. Come on, that was works. But then when Jesus saw their faith, my God, F-A-I-T-H, when he saw their faith, he's looking for faith. Why? He's looking for faith because he know what the word has already done. So we got to believe it. We got to believe the word through what? Through faith. Uh-oh. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Come on. Faith cometh by hearing. Hallelujah. And it's through the word of God. So this is why it's very important. This is why it's very necessary. People say it doesn't matter what church you go to, a building, a place you go to worship. Yes, it does. If they're not speaking a right now prophetic word, come on here, to meet you right where you at, to get your faith, hallelujah, where so Jesus can see it, it ain't going to work. Hallelujah. I don't care if they do have the baddest choir. Come on. If it ain't word-based and it don't have the word dealing with it and it got flesh in it, it ain't working. That's with the preacher. That's with the deacon. That's with the members. That's with everybody. You got to be in a profound church that is preaching the word of God. He said, and when he saw their faith. Okay, let's back up. Let's back up. Okay. In that other part of the scripture we just read, he said that they pressed up on Jesus to hear the word. Uh-oh. To hear the word. Not to have a 30-year anniversary. Ain't nothing been on in the 30 years. Church anniversary. Ain't nobody been added to the church. Come on. Such as to be added. Come on. Daily. Come on. Hallelujah. Not because we've been here 30 years in our robes and got new robes and we're having a choir anniversary. He said, it pressed upon him to hear the word. It's now that you got to hear a word right now. Come on here. It's no time to hear a story. And in the middle of the word, now let me tell you a story. No, the story ain't going to get, listen to what it said. Let me tell you a story. That's a story. It ain't going to bring you through. Give me the word. That story is going to keep you in fear. It's going to keep you in doubt. It may tickle you and you may laugh at it. Or you may just go, try to make you think. But give me the word and cause my faith to ignite, to cause my faith to grow. The word and faith got to meet together. Come on here. And he said, and when he saw their faith, when he saw their faith, when he saw their faith, not their works, but when he saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy. Come on. Then he saw their faith. He's looking for faith because he know the word has already, is already formed. The word is already ready to work for you if you use the word. That's why you can't get caught up in what people are doing and what people are saying. Because it will cause your faith to be stunted. It will cause your faith not to meet the word to grow. Hallelujah. The word is like fertilizer on your faith. You mix fertilizer in the ground with the soil and then put the seed in there. It feeds the seed. The word feeds your faith. The word ignites your faith. Come on here. That's why Jesus said, Can he find faith? Can he find faith? Why? Because his word is already in demonstration and action. So you need to apply the word and faith together. Don't apply the word with fear because it don't work. Don't apply the word with doubt because it don't work. Come on. You must first believe that he is a rewarder to them that do what? Diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Because why? The word is now. It's got to meet. You got to hear the word. You got to hear and grab the word. Come on. I ain't knocking nobody, but I'm saying you better be up under an apostolic. You better be up on a prophetic word coming through. Amen. Every time you meet at that building, you better be a word because guess what? God is looking for your faith. He's looking for your faith. He's looking for your faith. He's not looking for your works. He ain't looking for how long you've been in there. How long you've been in there. He ain't looking what you don't put in there or what you don't did. He is looking for your faith because you have given his word. And his word is able to do what? To produce. His word is able to do what? Cause you to grow if you mix your faith with the word. Oh, my God. So let me go because I know I'm going to have to open up these phone lines for prayer. Let me go through this right quick. Now, see, remember when the woman that had the issue of blood? And the Bible says she went to every doctor. And every time she went to the doctor, she grew worse. But she heard, what did she hear, Apostle? She heard that Jesus was passing by. Come on, y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me. She heard that Jesus was passing by. That was a word. Jesus, that name alone. And she heard it. And she said within herself that I may do what? Touch the hem of his garment. She took the word that she heard that Jesus was passing by. Come on. And she took the faith that she had and she mixed it with the word and she operated on the word and faith. Oh, my God. You got to operate on this word. again, Abraham Stepney. The phone lines are open while I'm talking. The phone lines are open just now for you. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. It's open for you. Error code 321-632-1000. While we are yet talking, you can call in. You can hear this word, and your faith can be ignited to pick up that phone and dial this number. Error code, thank you, Prophetess Gathers, for putting it up. 321-632-1000. Mix your faith with this word or these numbers and dial this phone and get your miracle. Come on. And get your breakthrough. Get your breakout. Come on. Hallelujah. You got to have a word right now, a prophetic word right now from the word of God, not from a novel, not from a book. Come on. You got to have a word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God. Come on. In the beginning was the word. Was the word, and the word was God. And without him, there was nothing made. Come on. There's a word for you. There's a word for you. You got the faith, but you got to hear a word. You got to have a hear word. You can't do it with words. Faith don't come by words. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We need to hear a right now word that's going to meet you right where you at, to cause your faith to be ignited, to cause your faith to get up. Come on. Hallelujah. Look at blind Bartimaeus. I'm still, the phone lines are open. Come on. You can break through it. Call at any given time. The phone lines are open for you. Look at blind Bartimaeus. Sit by the highway side begging. Here we go again. He heard. He heard the word. Jesus was passing by. Jesus was passing by. He took what he heard, that word Jesus, and he took the faith that he had, and he did what? He merged it together. It came and met together. Come on. And doubt, fear, and unbelief was around him. They tried to shut him up. They tried to shut him up. But he cried the more a great deal, according to what the word said. He cried loud the more a great deal when the word is there and your faith is ready. Nobody can stop you. They try to shut him up, but he cried the more. He said, Jesus, Jesus, thy son of David, come on, have mercy on me. Come on. And then Jesus asked a question. What do I do? He said, that I might receive my sight. See, he took that word that he heard that Jesus was passing by, and he took his faith, come on, that he had, and he mixed it with the word, and he began to operate on the word of faith. And your faith will bring you what you want through the word of God, if you will operate on it. Again, the phone lines are open for you. My brother, my sister, come on. Come on, somebody, pick up that phone and begin to hear off of this word and allow your faith to come alive. Allow your faith to be ignited. Come on, when you take the word, when you take and apply the word, not apply fear, not apply doubt, not apply any other thing, any other situation. Come on, don't look at the word through unbelief. Don't hear the word through unbelief. Hear it through faith. And when you operate in the faith through the word, you get results at the word. The word of the word. It never failed. The word would never fail. Again, his word went out. What his word does, it goes out and it accomplished what he sent it out to do. And it do not return unto him, boy. It do not return unto him, boy. Why? Because his word forever, O Lord. That word is settled forever, O Lord. That word is settled in the heavens, in the earth. Come on. So what you do is you take that faith that you got. Everybody have he gave everybody faith, a mustard seed of faith. He said, if you just got that little seed, and we know what a little mustard seed look like, little, you could barely hold it in your hand, drop it in some carpet, flush carpet. You can't hardly find it. But that little mustard seed brings about a whole lot of green leaves. When you mix this word with that faith that you have already, guess what? You get the word results through his word. Again, Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. I'm walking in this through the word of God, because my faith is going to bring me out through the word. I'm standing on the word of God. I'm not standing on fear. I'm not standing on doubt. I'm not standing on unbelief. I'm not allowing doubt to talk to me. I'm not allowing fear to grip me. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm not allowing these three cousins to hold this word and hold all this great word around me. For his word is like a two-edged sword going in, cutting to the joint and the marrow of the bones, to the center of the bone. That's how his word is powerful. Take this word and mix it with your faith, and I guarantee you, you'll be able to pick up this phone line again. Amen. Error code 321-632-1000. Come on. Who will be the first? Say, Apostle, I'm walking through this with the word, with my faith. I'm taking it and I'm mixing it with my faith. Come on. Don't let your faith lay dormant on top of the word. Mix it in the word. Don't let your faith lay dormant and not use it because unbelief, because of what you see, or because of what you're going through with. Guess what? Let me go back and get Peter. When Jesus came walking on the water, and the Bible says he came to his disciples walking on the water, and they cried out for fear because they thought it was a ghost. See how fear tried to grip you when you use the word? See how fear tried to grip you? They cried out for fear because they thought it was a ghost. They were looking in the natural. But Jesus, Peter said, if it be thou, bid me to come. Jesus said to Peter, come. C-O-M-E. Come. He came on the word, come. Because as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, as long as you keep this word coming out your mouth when you're going through circumstances and situations, he was able to walk on the word, come. As long as you keep your eyes in your mouth in tune with the word, you're able to stand on your faith. Come on, somebody. The minute he took his eyes off Jesus and began to look at, feel the wind, and hear what they were saying in the boat, the Bible said he began to sink. But Jesus reached down and picked them up. As long as you keep your mind stayed on him and use this word, you can come through. But when you start looking at the circumstances, saying, oh boy, I ain't going to make it. Oh boy, this is a blue Monday. Oh, I woke up on the wrong side of the bed. When you start talking fear, doubt, and unbelief, you make the word of God none effect. You do it. The word is all right by itself. But when we start looking at circumstances and the situations and we start complaining, instead of giving God praise, because he said, in everything, what? Give thanks for what? This is the will of God concerning me. Even though it don't look good, I thank you, Lord. Even though it don't feel good. And sometimes we don't feel good, but God, I thank you that I'm healed. I'm using the word. I'm mixing with faith. And we'll overcome. We'll overcome. We're overcoming. We're overcoming this through the word, through our faith. And this is the victory that overcometh the world. Even our faith. I remember saying that a couple of weeks ago. Even our faith. Even our faith. Why? Because we use the word. Come on. Come on. Somebody. I'm waiting on your call. I got a few minutes here. It's going to come time where I can't reach out to you on the phone. Pick up that phone right now. Come on. Come on, brother. Come on, sister. Pick up that phone right now. He said, Apostle, I'm in this, but I want to walk this through the word. I want to walk this through the word. I want to walk on this through the word and with my faith. Come on. I don't want my faith to be attacked. I don't want to give up. I don't want to give out. Come on. Because the situation trying to look too great. It's trying to overtake me. It's trying to overthrow me. But I believe through the word of God that you spoke today. I believe through the word of God that you spoke just a few minutes ago. And I'm taking my faith and I'm mixing it with the word. I'm just not going to have a word that will try to grip me, that won't bring me out. See, because there's some negative words you don't need to hear. You don't need to hear negative words, period. You need to hear a right now word. Right now word. Come on. Again, the phone lines are open for you this morning. Right for you. You say, Apostle, I don't know Jesus and the pardon of my sins. All you got to do is what? According to the scripture, according to his word, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. That's all. That's simple. You can mix that with your faith and believe that and say that. And guess what? You're saved. But you need to do what? Find your Bible-based church. We are the church. Praise and worship. Get in there. Submit to that. Grow. Listen. Grow and go. Listen, grow, and go. Go through it. Come out of it. Mix your faith with the word. Come on. Phone lines are open for you again. My time is going to come and go in a few minutes. It's open for you again. Hallelujah. Come on. Let me pray with you. Let me pray with you. Let me pray for you. Come on. Let's walk. Let's walk through this together with our faith. Let's come out together with our faith. Come on. Let's not stagger at the promises of God through unbelief. Let's hold fast. Let's hold fast to the word. Come on. You're coming out, my brother. You're coming out, my sister. It's a way out. It's a way out. Come on. Yes, it is. It's a way out. You know, back in the days, it used to be one way in and one way out. It's the same way it is in the spirit. It's one way in, guess what? And one way out. We're coming out with the victory. That's the only way I'm coming out. I may enter in this looking like this, but guess what? I'm coming out. You're coming out with the victory because we got the word of God surrounding us. Come on. We got the word of God surrounding us. The phone lines are open. Just a few more minutes. It's open for you. It's open for you. Come on. Hallelujah. Sometimes it be ringing off the hook. And sometimes it's there. You're listening. It's open for you right now. Anybody. Anybody. If you're on the sound of my voice and you're driving. Driving. And you say, oh, I wish I could get this number. I can't write it down. Again, I repeat it. Those for you cannot see it. Error code 321-632-1000. Hallelujah. As I walk through this, as I come through this, I know God's going to bring me out. I believe God is going to bring me out. My faith is going to get me delivered through the word of God. Again, faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We need to hear a word that's going to bring us out, to allow our faith to come alive, to allow our faith to be motivated, to allow our faith to do the work. Come on. Mix your faith with the word and the word with the faith, and it gets the results. It brings us out. It brings us through. It brings us over. Come on. It connects us more. Come on. Hallelujah. Again, when Jesus saw their faith, when Jesus saw their faith, he looking for faith. He's looking for faith. He ain't looking for doubt. He ain't looking for fear because it don't work. He said, when he saw their faith, when he saw their faith, your faith, your faith, because that's what he said. He said, your faith have made you whole. The woman that had the issue of blood, it was her faith when she heard about it, and she operated on the word, and she heard about it. And the Bible said, immediately, the infirmity was dried up. That her infirmity was dried up. Okay, why the doctors couldn't get it up? Because they kept giving her, here we go, they kept giving her a negative report. They kept giving her a negative word. You don't need to be sitting nowhere. Come on, 2 minutes for your caller, the callers. You don't need to be sitting nowhere that's giving you a negative word. No substance, no hope, no life in it. You don't need to be sitting up under that. Get your keys, come on. Get your belongings and get up under a word that's going to ignite your faith and going to make you whole. Come on, somebody. My time is coming gone for the callers almost. You might be that last one that can get in here before we have to hang up from the callers. Come on. Again, error code 321-632-1000. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. You may be watching on Cypress Audience, and you may be listening to me. You may be watching me right now. Come on. Hallelujah. Allow your faith to mix with this word. We need a word. Do we need a word right now? Not tomorrow. We need a right now word to bring us what? Over. 1 minute for your callers. Your callers, you got 1 minute. I don't know who you are. It could be him, she. Come on. Come on, sir. It could be a mistress. Come on, sir. Ma'am, somebody call in. Say, I need a right now word. I need you to pray for me. I need you to touch and agree with me right now so my faith can come alive. Come on. Listen, again, don't forget the revival tonight. Don't forget it. Hallelujah. 1219 South Street. Come on. Thank you, Evangelist Harvey, for putting it up. 1219 South Street. Hallelujah. With Apostle Elizabeth Haywood. Where at? It's on the screen. For those of you that can see. For those that can't see, 1219 South Street. Come on. Hallelujah. It's going to be something tonight. We're looking to see you in the place. Going all the way till the 17th. Listen, my time is coming gone for the callers. If you call in right now, you won't be able to get me. But if you call on Jesus, you can get him at any given time. And he'll come in and he'll save you. He'll clean you up. Hallelujah. And you'll begin able to walk in him. Come on, find your Bible-based teaching church, a place of worship, should I say, and get in there, grow and go. Grow and go. When I say go, go through it. Go through every circumstance, situation that you'll be facing. You won't have to face it alone because God is with you. My time is coming gone for the callers. Then my time is going to be coming gone. I have to get up and leave you. But he said, I'll never leave you, nor will I forsake you. Let me pray a prayer for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for those that have tuned into the radio broadcast today. And even now, God, those that will tune in later and catch this on demand, those that will tune in to the Sabbath audience later, we pray that you touch them right now. Pray that we touch the sick and afflicted. You touch the sick and afflicted and the shut in right now. Make them whole. Make them strong. Most of all, God, bring somebody to the foot of the cross after hearing this message on today. They can repent, God, and they know how to repent because they heard the word. We thank you for joining them and bringing them near you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I got 2 minutes left to spend with you. I tell you, it's been a whole hour already. Praise our God. That hour go by so fast, so quick, seems like. But I tell you what, it's been a privilege and it's been an honor to sit here as your host today, Apostle Curtis Watkins. Amen. Praise God. Come on, don't forget. On Friday night, meet me there at Daytona World Survivors. Praise our God, World Survivors. Come on, hallelujah, with Bishop Richard Williams, Overseer Gail Williams. Praise God, meet me there. Come on, hallelujah, World Survivors, Daytona, Florida. Praise our God, hallelujah. We're looking to see you there at 7 o'clock. Those of you that can be with us, those of you that can come over and come across and come through to hear a word, amen, to do what? Ignite your faith and cause your faith to grow. So when he see your faith, because he's looking for faith, the God kind of faith, not man, not doubt, not fear, not unbelief, not works, but he's looking to see your faith. And I believe everything will be well. I know everything will be well, because guess what? We're not persons that doubt God. We take God at his word. 1 minute left. I got 1 minute left. Within that 1 minute, I'm going to say this again. If you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sins, it's very simple. All you got to do is believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, and he said, thou shalt be saved. Guess what? You don't even have to be voted in. You don't have to be voted in. You don't have to wait for it to hear back from us. Come on. You already accepted into the kingdom. My time is coming gone. I got to get on up out of here. I'll see you tonight. We're at 1219 South Street, located in the beautiful city of Titusville, Florida. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter, at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., and Friday will be our evangelistic services at 7 p.m. You are welcome to come and fellowship with us. You also can send us in prayer requests to P.O. Box 65, Titusville, Florida, 32781. Thank you for tuning in to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis J. Watkins, pastor and founder.